Hi everybody, welcome to the Gabba Sports Tennis Podcast. I'm your host Ashish Mago. Djokovic today has once again won both at Beijing and Shanghai. He's completed the double in China. He beat Joe Wilfried Tsonga today, and this year has surely been nothing short of remarkable for Djokovic. In this episode, we're specifically going to talk about how good this year has been for Djokovic, how bad it has been for Nadal, and what do we have in store for the rest of the season. We're also going to look forward to Australian Open 2016. So the season is almost over as far as men's tennis is concerned. After Shanghai, we're moving on to Paris, where we have another Masters 1000 event, and the race to London could hot up here. In terms of the ATP race to London rankings right now, Djokovic is sitting on top as throughout the season, and in amazingly, you know, we could see a situation at the finals in London when even Djokovic, Federer and Nadal all could be grouped together in the round robin format. And although Nadal hasn't confirmed his place yet, there he's almost through, and we could see Berdych, Nishikori, and even possibly Tsonga in the last eight, along with Murray and Wawrinka, who are already through. Djokovic would be difficult to stop, even in London, and having already sealed the number one spot, he would be the favorite to win the year-end finals once again for the fourth time. I mean, talking about Nadal, he's definitely had a horrid season this year, but it's actually unfair to criticize him all the time. The guy has, after all, won 14 major titles, including being champion 9 times at Roland Garros, and he has shown promise at Beijing and Shanghai, reaching the finals and semifinals, and he could be a top challenger once again for the French Open next year. As for the 2016 Australian Open, Djokovic no doubt remains the favorite, but he's had problems against Wawrinka at this tournament, and if the draw conspires against him and he gets beaten by Wawrinka, the likes of Federer, Nadal, Murray and Wawrinka himself could all have a chance at winning the title. But the fact is that, you know, Djokovic is in supreme form right now, and if he carries it into the next year, he could virtually win it all once again. And after the ATP finals in London, tennis fans in Asia can look forward to the second season of both the Champions Tennis League and the IPTL, which is a new, you know, exhibition form of tennis. It's come up in this region. You'll see the top male and female players from the world take part, and Federer would be there, as would be Djokovic, Nadal, Serena, Sharapova would be there. There would be some new players like Kyrgios, Indian doubles veterans Sania Mirza, Rohan Bopanna, and Leander Pace. The league drew a lot of interest in this region last year, and a lot of people actually turned in to watch. There's not much big tournaments happening in this region otherwise, in terms of the Masters and the ATP 500 still away, but Mahesh Bhupathi has brought these big stars to this region, and Novak has had the best season of his career this year, even surpassing what he did in 2011 when he also won at Australia, Wimbledon in New York like this year, and he's now got 10 Grand Slam titles. Marriage and being a father has definitely helped this guy a lot, and he himself acknowledges how he feels much more confident and comfortable on the court. Definitely taking a superhuman effort to beat Novak right now in his present form, and it'll be interesting to see how long he can go in this form and whether he can surpass Federer's tally of 17 Grand Slam titles. Novak has already said that's what in fact keeps him going and keeps him motivated. He's already won 10 Grand Slam titles. Federer is a long way away at 17, but Novak has a good 5-6 years in him right now, and if he can maintain this level of tennis, it'll be exciting to see if first he can cross Nadal's 14 Grand Slam titles and possibly cross Federer as the all-time best. Alright guys, so it has been a pleasure to talk to you guys in this podcast, and I will be back soon with some exciting news and insights from the tennis world. See ya.